Neil Atkinson joined by Ken Early. I want to start off talking about Everton 0, Manchester United 1. It took place at the Hill Dickinson last night, and Ken, of football matches I've watched this season, which is a huge number, I felt as though it was a remarkably low ebb. I thought it was a horrendous game of football, pockmarked even further by an unspeakable amount of nonsense around corners, which were just ugly, pointless, really never looked as though they were going to amount to much. And I just don't quite see how, at the point at which the ball leaves the player's foot, there's not about four fouls in there from either set of players, but the referee is left in this situation where he's almost knows that the video people are going to have to pick up the pieces in some way. It was an atrocity, to be honest with you, Ken, and I think that both sides should be reported to the FA.
It was really terrible. And I think, I mean, the corners obviously were the memorable part of the game, so we can get to them. But like the actual game, the corners aside, was so bad.
Yeah.
Like players couldn't pass the ball. There was, you know, it was hard to remember a move of like more than three passes. You know, people were just making so many mistakes, just passing the ball to each other. They just look kind of like frazzled, you know, like it's sort of like, I don't know, punch drunk is a bit like dramatic. I mean, the thing about United particularly is that they have, I can't remember the last time Everton played, actually. They probably both had the week off, but there is
They both had the week off.
There is a sort of element though of the grind of the season, you know? I mean, you know, there's just, I think
your grind point is right, but they both had the week off. And it feels like they're opting into the grind. That was one of the things I took from it. Like, it really did not... If you're Everton at this point, you're eighth. You might end up just about qualifying for a European place, but it's touch and go. And also, right now, it's still a big shaken-up lottery. Why on earth are you not engaged with playing some fucking football? The ball was barely in play. You know, then there's all the set-piece malarkey. It just felt like, to me, two football teams went, well, do you know what this is going to be? This is going to be horrible. And if it isn't horrible, we're going to make it horrible. And I was just sort of gobsmacked in terms of what it was you were watching.
Yeah, it's ironic as well in the way that, you know, Everton obviously won at Man United earlier this season. And they did it in a kind of unusual way where... They won with 10 men. This is the kind of the really sort of mad aspect of it. But if I recall correctly, they played a lot of football in that game. Like, okay, Grealish was available in that game, which makes a difference to have a kind of footballer of his ability, and he's out at the moment, and okay. But you know, how did David Moyes respond to the thing? What happened was the sending off of was the player who got sent off? Idrissa Gueye got sent off. So here's one of your kind of key. Here's one of your key midfielders, but he actually didn't really change much. And the way that he defended was actually by trying to hold on to the ball.